It's time now for our weekly Thursday look at Media Matters with Day to Day's Mike Pesca. You know KFC? A few years ago, it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the name was changed in an effort to lose the stigma associated with fried food. Well, the company has redoubled its effort with a new ad campaign. A man watches a football game on TV as his wife enters the room.
Hey, honey.
Hey. Remember how we talked about eating better? Well, it starts today.
She has just placed a bucket of KFC, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken, in front of him. This is obviously the land of make-believe. It's called advertising, but the editors of Advertising Age magazine couldn't believe it. They went to the unusual step of singling out this ad for criticism in a staff editorial. Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with Jonah Bloom, executive editor of Ad Age, to find out why.
Jonah Bloom, even though Advertising Age magazine does run an ad review in each issue, it is a trade magazine, as you know. It's designed to report on the advertising industry, not destroy it. So how unusual is it to run a staff editorial which just pummels an ad?
It's very unusual. In terms of the magazine actually taking a stance, it's very rare. I think the last time that we did it was with Joe Camel, where we actually said that the character Joe Camel should be dropped because obviously it was a cartoon-like character that may have effectively been kind of selling cigarettes to minors.
Jonah, you call the ad campaign laughable and damaging, and you said it damages the credibility not just of KFC, but of the entire marketing industry. Do you think that sort of shaming technique has any chance of working?
I think that right now for Yum! Brands, the parent of KFC, the most important thing is to stop what has been a bit of a slide in sales, and therefore my guess is that they probably won't stop running the campaign because we called them on it. I noticed that in one or two of the papers, they put up a kind of defense of claiming that it's just some kind of bias on the case of Advertising Age, rather than actually confronting the issues that we raised about the advertising.
And it was such a ludicrous claim, not to you, to others. I know 2020 did an investigation about it. Do you really think that its competitors, to the point of what you said, that it could destroy the credibility of the entire marketing industry, do you think that the marketing industry sees it that way? Do you think McDonald's and Taco Bell looks at this ad and says, this ad is so bad it hurts us too?
I don't think the other fast food companies would think that. I think they would look at it. I think the point we were making when we said it potentially damages the business as a whole is that, you know, some people have a view of advertising that it makes claims that can't be substantiated by the product or service making those claims. And we feel that this is the classic example of an ad which gets advertising laughed at. Instead of being truth well told, which is what advertising should be, it seems like a not only an exaggerated claim, but basically an effort to deceive.
Jonah Bloom, executive editor of Advertising Age magazine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.